Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
32009. The name is Austin B. Norris, Senior.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. And one moment, please. All right, I am accessing information. Okay, for security purposes, please verify your address.
11043 Norris Lane, Bryceville, Florida, 32009.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access the remainder. Okay, I'm still accessing information, so I apologize for the wait.
Okay.
I apologize for the wait.
Okay.
I can. All right, so I've gotten an account located that shows your name and address. You're calling in today about the Bites Hub Meal app, which provides you with recipe plans and meal guides to assist you with eating and feeling better. How can I assist?
Well, I never received that. Y'all charged me for it, but I haven't received it. The reason I'm calling is because if I get a bill for something that I didn't get, then I either cancel the bill or I'm not paying it.
Well, the Bites Hub Meal app is not something that's shipped out to you. This was in the terms and conditions for the transaction that you did on the 13th of April. Shows you completed a survey. Shows you were offered a Makita drill.
Right.
But this is not for the cost of the Makita. It was in the terms for the app. Information does get sent to the email address, but possibly you didn't receive that.
I didn't receive it.
It shows that you have a Yahoo email, but it shows NORRISS.A286.
Right.
But Yahoo is misspelled. It has YHOO, so there's no A in there.
Well, I need to correct that then. YHOO. Is that the reason I haven't got it? You had a problem billing me.
Well, we don't bill here, but that was just an attempt to explain. From what customers tell us, information comes or sent automatically to your email address. But the Bites Hub app is something you have to download and activate the features. But
Cancel the whole thing?
You can do that at any time. It does help you to count calories. Would you like to reconsider for a $20 discount off the sub?
I'm going to cancel the whole thing. And you get a credit on this.
Okay, now with the Bites Hub Meal app, the subscription is effective today. It cancels future charges on the subscription.
But what kind of charges is it?
$59.89 is the cost of the subscription.
In other words, I got a prescription already I didn't know I got?
No, sir, that is what I was explaining to you that was in the terms and conditions.
So I'm going to have to pay the $59 either way?
Well, I can offer you a partial credit. We're able to assist based on how long this transaction was done. So let me take a look at to see what we can get credited for you.
Give me credit. I think I'll get credit for the whole thing since I haven't got anything and didn't get anything at all on it and haven't had any information on it and had nothing on it. So I think that I ought to get complete credit and full credit on the whole thing.
Okay, now what we're able to assist with regarding the meal app is to provide you with a 50% refund. We don't assist with the drill here. You would have to refer back to the original email. For that Well, that's how did you complete the survey, sir, that was done?
Well, I did. I completed it. but I didn't get nothing.
We don't assist with that is what I'm trying to explain. How did you come by the survey?
Well, it was online. It was on Facebook.
Okay, we don't assist with that here. We're a third-party call center, but what we do assist within the terms, I can refund you 50% of the $59.89.
Okay, well, do that, and I'll pay you. What I'll do, just give me the credit on that. I fell in a grievance to the credit card company on this whole thing, and they're a complete grievance on this thing too, and so I can cancel the whole thing if I can. But I'll pay the, what's 50% of that, at 59, and what is that, how much is that?
50% of the $59.89 is $29.95.
So if I pay $29.95, then it will be clear of everything. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Now, did you say that you had put in a grievance with them already?
Yes, I have. I put in a grievance with my credit card because I didn't receive nothing. I didn't receive any information, no nothing.
Okay.
So I've filed a grievance with my credit card.
Okay. When did you file the grievance with them?
About an hour ago.
Okay. All right. So you just did that. Now, we wouldn't be able to – well, that means that's called disputing.
Right.
So what we would be able to assist you with the refund and provide you with the 50% refund if you would have them call to confirm you're willing to drop the dispute.
I'm not willing to drop this dispute.
Okay, so we wouldn't be able to refund that with an investigation on the charge.
Okay, well, I'm not paying it.
Well, what you've paid, I just offered a 50% refund, but what your bank does is they refund you while they investigate. So you're wanting a refund from the bank and the company?
Yes, I will. No, I called y'all too because I thought it was something else other than what it really is.
Okay, name that showing on your statement.
Yeah, and I thought it was something else on here, but it was this is what it was. So I really didn't want this. I didn't know I was getting what I was getting,
okay.
And it was a mistake on my part to even fill out the information on it. And I should not have done it and put my credit card online like that. But well, I did, and I probably put in a grievance with Synchronous Bank, the Sam Club, and for a full refund on the whole thing. Now, whatever they say, whatever the bank says, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I would recommend dropping it because your bank will do a full investigation to find out if it's actually fraud or not.
Well, it is fraud.
They won't consider it fraud, sir, if you did the initial transaction and you failed to cancel before it expired.
Is that
they
right?
They'll consider and count the charge as valid and retract your credit. I would recommend having them to call and if confirm you're willing to drop the dispute, the company will go ahead and refund you the charge in full.
Well, if they'll do that, if they'll refund me the charge in full, I'll drop the dispute. Otherwise, I'm not.
I understand, sir, but since your bank is involved, we would need the representative from the bank to call to confirm it.
Well, I'll have to call tomorrow to get from the bank and call to confirm it. So the bank is definitely involved in it because I didn't get anything from them, didn't get no information off of them, no nothing. Nothing with this thing, nothing on my email, nothing, no shape or form. And it's as far as I'm concerned, it's a sham.
Well,
and so that's why I called the bank and refused to pay it. And I filed a grievance. So we'll see what the bank says tomorrow. And if I get a full refund on this thing, I'll drop the grievance. If I don't get a full refund, I won't. I'm not.
Okay, well, sir, the company can't refund you, and you've already filed a a legal action against them, that has to be dropped first. But your bank will say whatever you say. If you tell them that you would like the company to refund you directly outside of the dispute, then they'll call here.
All right, I'll call in tomorrow. It's too late tonight to get a hold of them.
Okay, let me provide you with the cancellation number.
All right, just
that is the letter C.
All right. Okay.
920.
Just a minute, I'm trying. I got something to get something right on.
Okay.
All right. Letter C. What
yes,
now?
Yes, sir. 920. 565.
Oh, 920 what?
5. 920 5. 6. 5.
Mm-hmm.
4.
4.
Just 1-4 after the 5.
Okay.
1-5.
All right.
So that's C as in cancel.
Okay.
9-2-0-5-6-5-4-1-5.
Okay. I got that.
All
and
right,
I'll call
sir,
my bank tomorrow and give them that information. If they refund the cancel the whole thing, we'll be okay. If not, then I'm going to hit with the bank grievance.
Is there anything else?
No, that's it. That's pretty much it.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.